All right, y'all. Guess what? This is episode 12, and you're now kicking it with Key. So, this is story time with Kiki Lolo, and I'm going to tell you about why I feel like fuck pizza bowlies, okay? Because that's exactly what we're about to talk about. So, my sister-in-law had came over and she had brought some food with her. And I was like, dang, now you're making me hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to see what I'm going to feed me and the kids. So I got this free pizza from Domino's. So I'm just going to order this pizza from Domino's. And so she was like, oh, you going to order from Pizza Bowlies? I was like, girl, where you hear Pizza Bowlies from? I said Domino's. So I was like, Pizza Bowlies, I haven't ate that in a really long time. Let me go look at their menu. So I'm scrolling to the menu and I'm like, oh, wow. They have, you could get lasagna, you can get wings, you can get pizza, you know, all types of stuff, right? So I was like, well, maybe I should go with, Pizza Bowlies because we had ate Domino's the week before. So I was like, okay, then that way it's a little bit of something for everybody. So she was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, what you get from there? She was like, oh, yeah, I get the chicken cheesesteak. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they have chicken cheesesteaks? I was like, all right, I'm going to give me a chicken cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying? I like chicken cheesesteaks. So I placed the order, you know what I'm saying? I get myself a chicken cheesesteak. I get my daughter some buffalo wings. I get my son some lasagna. So, I order it while she's here. So ultimately she leaves before the food gets here, right? So I placed the order and then they call me and they're like, yes, we received your order. And then, you know, when the driver comes, you have to come outside to get your food. So I was like, what? Like, why do I have to come outside to get my food? She was like, oh, yeah, girl, they don't come to the door. So I was like, that's crazy as hell that they don't come to the door. And you know what I'm saying? I live in an apartment building, but I don't live like on the top floor. Like, you go up one little steps and boom, there's my door. So I didn't understand like why they couldn't come to the door. So, you know, we kicking, you know, but whatever, she leaves, you know, the kids are like, where's the food? Where's the food? And I'm like, it's coming, blah, blah, blah. So, the food gets here. They call me. They're like, yeah, we're outside. So I'm like, okay. So I go outside and, you know, I think because my sister-in-law came over is why I had on a dress that day, but I actually put on underwear. And that's why, because she was here, you know, I didn't want no accidents. You know, I bend over or something. She see my ass or something. So I put on some drawers. So I go outside to go get the food or whatever. And, the man hands me the food. And I'm like, this is everything? He was like, yeah, this is everything. So I'm like, okay, thank you or whatever. And I was like mad. Like, what the fuck I'm tipping for? Because basically all you did was deliver it and you already got a delivery fee. So I shouldn't have tipped his ass, but I tipped him. But when I paid for the food, because I did it online. So anywho, I turn and I'm about to, you know, walk back to the house. And I don't know if somebody has a voodoo doll in me or something. I don't know if like it was a gust of random wind, but the next thing I know, it was like a DMX song. You know what I'm saying? I was slipping and falling and I was like, damn, I gotta get up. I mean, when I tell y'all, somebody with the voodoo doll must have like just shook me and just threw me to the ground. Like, I'm like, how the fuck did I just fall with this motherfucking food in my hand? Like, looking dumb as shit. Like, I was like, I didn't know if I should jump right back up or if I should just act like, you know, nobody saw that. Like, I didn't know what the fuck to do. Here come the delivery man. Talking about something. Oh, ma'am, do you need help? Do you want me to help you up? And I'm like, no, I need you to bring my food to the door next time. That's what I needed. I didn't need to come outside. See, if I didn't have to come outside, then I never would have failed. Like, fuck you. Fuck this piece of bully shit. Like, I was pissed. Like, oh my gosh. And like, when I tell you I fell, you know what I'm saying? Legs are wide open. I told y'all I had on a motherfucking dress. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, thank God I have on drawers. Cause if not, everybody would have saw a whole lot, basically. Okay. That's how bad the fall was. You get what I'm saying? So I realized like I'm still on the ground, bitch, get the fuck up. Like, I'm sitting here on the ground, like, I'm going to turn invisible or something, like the secret world of Alex Mack. Like, nobody's going to see that I'm here on the ground. So I'm just like, I jump up, you know what I'm saying? I pick up the food and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got motherfucking dirt on my elbows and knees, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, just horrible. Just, I mean, I don't even know how I fell. I just fell. Like, you know, it's one thing, it's like, oh yeah, I tripped over a rock or something, or you know what I'm saying, my shoe broke, anything. I just ended up on the ground. I turned around and fell down. It was like ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down, and boom, I was down. Okay, I'm a whole lot of women falling down. So the nigga getting his car, he probably was laughing me out like shit, but he did a really good job. That was good customer service. So I guess he did deserve that tip, because he ain't laugh at me in my presence. But I'm quite sure when he got in his car, he was like, like that. So anywho, I come upstairs, you know what I'm saying? Come in the house. I'm dirty because I fucking fell. My daughter's like, oh my God, mommy, what happened to you? And I'm looking at her like, shut up, bitch. You know, no shade to my daughter. She ain't a bitch, but I was just, that's how I looked at her. Like, she was just trying to be concerned for her mother. And I was over here like, I ain't want to say to my daughter, like, I fell. You get what I'm saying? Like, you, as a mother, you ain't supposed to be falling and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm like, I fell. She was like, oh my God, mommy, how did you do that? Are you okay? Oh my God. Rolling, mommy fell. I'm like, damn, sis. If I wanted everybody to know I fell, I would have came in the house and said, I fell. I told you. You ain't have to tell him. So anywho, I go to the kitchen, sit the food down, and trying to wipe, you know, wipe the dirt off me and stuff or whatever, right? So this is what makes the story so bad, y'all. Like, I fell, right? But the food. Swear the wings wasn't all the way cooked. Only thing that tasted somewhat good was the lasagna. Chicken cheese steak about dry shit. It was the nastiest chicken cheese steak ever. Like, I'd rather go to Wawa. Like, you would think Wawa, the gas station, would be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gourmet. And piece of bowl would be gourmet. That's really, it was giving trash. That's what it was giving. Like, I didn't even eat it all. Like, I gave the other half to my husband. Like, it was nasty. Okay. My daughter, she did, you know what I'm saying? I dropped the wings in the air fryer or whatever, let them get a little more toasty. So she did end up eating her wings or whatever. But the only person who crushed their food was my son with his lasagna. I mean, he ate that thing for 2 days because it was a nice little portion. And he was crushing. So he liked it. You get what I'm saying? But I'm like, fuck pizza bowlies. We're not eating there again. Food was nasty. You have to go get your own food. When you go to get your own food, you slip and fall, bust your ass in front of people. I don't know. I don't know if people was there or not. I wanted to get up so fast and run. So I'm praying nobody saw me, you know what I'm saying? Because that's embarrassing and shit, living in your apartment complex. But the good thing is, you know what I'm saying? It didn't seem like it was a lot of people out there, but I wasn't checking to see who was out there because y'all wasn't going to be laughing at me later on. Fuck that. Mm-mm. Nope. So say fuck pizza bowlies because they don't bring your food to your door. And we ain't fucking with them no more. Point blank and simple. Period. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rocking out here. My knee, elbows and knees were sore for at least 2-3 days. Like, for real. Like, you know how you try to, like, lay, like, basically, I couldn't lay on my stomach. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't put no pressure on my elbows because I'm just sore as shit. Knees were sore as shit. The knees got better faster than the elbows. But it's like, damn, like, do you know how uncomfortable it is that you can't, like, lay on your stomach and just put your, you know, rest your face on your elbows because your elbows hurt because you slipped and fell trying to get some piece of bowlies? Yeah. That's sad. And I was sad. And I don't like pizza bowlies no more. I was whispering on purpose. Because I was hurt for real, y'all. For real. Fuck pizza bowlies. So why we at it, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about the times that I've fallen, clearly. Maybe I'm clumsy, you know. I'll tell you one more story. And then, you know, we're not talking about how I fall anymore, okay? All right. Like, for real. Y'all, So, at the time, I was about 7 months pregnant, and I had just left the doctor's. And I don't know, for some reason that day, you know, I don't know why I had on pants that I couldn't button, but you know what I'm saying? I couldn't button the jeans or whatever. So they was holding up good because, you know, my belly, I'm pregnant or whatever. So we went to the doctor's. After the doctor's, we went to Target. And so it's me and my husband. At the time, he was just my baby daddy, but he my husband now. So anyways, me and him are at Target. I don't know why we were at Target, like why we were there specifically, but we were in the entertainment section and he was a little bit behind me, like he was looking at something else. And I went to, you know, there was a rack and it had some iTunes cards at the bottom. So I went down to pick up an iTunes card. But apparently there was a wet substance on the floor. So when I went to go pick up the iTunes card, I slipped and fell. Right? So I'm on the floor. I'm pregnant. So you know it's hard for pregnant people to get up off the floor and shit. My husband come walking around the corner. He looking at me like, fuck you on the floor for? And I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, I just love sitting on the floor. Like, I'm pregnant and I will just be on the floor. You get what I'm saying? So long story short, you know, I finally get up. We see that it's wet on the floor, whatever. Target fill out a little incident report, but I didn't move forward with it. And that was dumb of me. Cause that was like when I first hurt my knee, like I fell really hard and hurt my knee or whatever. And, I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? I filled out the incident report, but you know, we could have had diapers on Target, you know what I'm saying? And I was pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Target could probably be called Tarjay, because that's what I wanted to call it, because I could have sued Target, right? Because it was no wet floor sign. What had happened was a kid had a little fruit cup and had spilt the juice of the fruit cup, and that's what I slipped on. So, you know, that's on me. You know what I'm saying? Target could have been paying me, y'all. My son could have been the face of Target. But I ain't even do them peoples like that. You know what I'm saying? Just another slip and fall. All right. So I done told y'all two little stories about how I feel, you know. And I knew that wasn't going to be enough to be a whole episode. I just led with that. So let's talk about what y'all watching on TV, right? So let's start from like quarantine times, right? Because of course there's several TV shows I have watched, but I'm gonna start from Corona times. And you know, I'm gonna try to do a segment like this each week, probably just a little separate episode, not included with the main episode that comes out. And then I'll probably have different people on so we could talk about, but you know, a TV show. So I had put this on my Facebook, like, you know, the what are you watching segment, and it seems to get a little bit of buzz. So here we are. Bzz, bzz. So since Corona, I have binged two series, and I watched 13 Reasons Why. So the series that I watched was Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. Like, I mean, them shows had me hooked. So now they just put Chicago Med on Amazon Prime for free. So I've been watching that faithfully because Dick Wolf is doing something, okay? He's on to something with these Chicago shows. Like, they are really good. And I was so excited for Real Housewives of Potomac to come back. That just came back it's been a month now. Damn, time is flying. Even though we're sitting in the house, time is really flying. So I was really excited about Real Housewives of Potomac. So, you know, if I would have did this recording last week and y'all would have asked me how do I feel about Wendy, I would have been like, fuck that bitch. But this week, you know, I try like her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I like how she apologized to Ashley, and that made me happy. You get what I'm saying? I don't like Candace though. I'm team Monique. So Candace, bye bitch. No shade though. And what else? The Chi. I binged The Chi too, because I had never watched that before. And you know, low key, like, I'm just a Candy Burrs fan, so anything Candy be doing, I just always support it. And you know, I really can't tell you like 5 reasons why I really like Candy. I just think she's a boss bitch, you know what I'm saying? And so I just always support Candy. So I watched The Chi this season. I watched the previous seasons so that I could be caught up for this season, so I could see Candy on The Chi. And she actually did a really good job in her part. If you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, it has showed that she was going to go out for another part. The part of Dre, the one that's married to Kevin and Keisha's mom. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy they didn't give her that part, because I couldn't see her being Dre. But she did a really good job being Rosalind. So, you know, this season, like, season 1 and 2 was really good. You know, I think the fact that we had to abruptly get rid of one of the main characters, Brandon, that kind of, like, messed the show up a little bit. Because I really was feeling like he was doing a really good job. Like, he's a really good actor. And I'm really sad that his career may be like over. You know, I don't know. I have such a forgiving heart. So I be trying to just see the good in people and stuff. But he, you know, he can't be out here with those type of allegations. You know what I'm saying? But season 3 was like really all over the place. You get what I'm saying? Like, there was no type of, they could have faked did something. You know what I'm saying? We at Brandon's funeral. Then we're, and then we end up, with fucking Emmett proposing to Tiffany, like, fucking Ronnie. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, damn, Ronnie and Miss Ethel. I was like, damn. I was sad off that episode. Keisha getting kidnapped. Like, that was a lot. You know, really, that's what this season majority was about, was Keisha being kidnapped. And a little scene touched me when it was like, what if Ronnie's mother aborted him, and then who would have found me? And I was like, damn, I feel Keisha on that one. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you raped and you pregnant by the rapist baby. But it's like, you know, damn, you right. Because, you know, who would have found your ass? Because you was right down the street and nobody could find you. Then, what else? What else is on TV that I've been watching? Oh, Down in the Valley Where the Girls Get Naked. Hey, that, first of all, I understand, like, they didn't want to have a whole rock of shows, because who knows if the audience would have liked it. But I'm like, 8? They only gave us 8 episodes. I mean, they could have at least gave us 10, okay? Like, come on. Now we gotta wait till season 2. When they gonna shoot season 2? Cause not everybody out here, Tyler Perry, with their own studios where he can get the people on there, get tested, live on the sets, and you know what I'm saying, keep shooting shows. But man, P-Valley is good, okay? For some people, they may say it kind of starts off slow, and I can understand that. But if you haven't watched P-Valley, I'm not giving no spoilers for P-Valley on this episode right here. Go watch P-Valley. Go watch P-Valley. Go watch P-Valley. It's on Stars, okay? And the new Power Book 2 Ghost, that came on Sunday. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I kind of miss Ghosts. You know, what is power without Ghosts? I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to give it a try, though. I ain't going to write it off yet. I'm going to watch it. But what y'all watching? Y'all gonna go in the discussion group and tell me what y'all watching? Let's have a little conversation about what's on TV. Let's get in more detail. Who gonna be on my next episode so we can discuss what we watching? All right, y'all. I ain't about to keep y'all. Y'all ain't getting a whole lot. Tune in next week. I got my girl Terry, aka Miss TT, got VSG on. She's going to be on episode 13, and we're talking about her vertical sleeve gastrectomy. Did I mess that up? I could have messed it up, but it's VSG. So, anybody interested in weight loss surgery or, people who've had weight loss surgery, that's what next week's episode is about. So, make sure you tune in. Until then, follow me on the gram or on the Book of the Face, Instagram, KICKINITWITKEE, kicking it with Key. And then Facebook is facebook.com/ kicking it with Key in the number one. If you are interested in joining the discussion group, send me a message so I can send you the link. Okay. And it's also posted on the Anchor website. And soon all of this content will be on YouTube. So stay tuned, y'all. I love y'all. Mwah.